Numbers chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward you shall be gathered to your people. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves to the war, and let them go against the Midianites and avenge Yahweh of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel, shall you send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 out of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moses and Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are near Jordan by Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and with captains over hundreds which came from the battle. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of Yahweh. Now, for this reason, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves, and do you remain outside the camp 7 days. Whosoever has killed any person, and whosoever has touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, and purify all your clothing, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war which went to the battle, This is the ordinance of the law which Yahweh commanded Moses. Only the gold, and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may survive the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation, and all that remains not through the fire, you shall make go through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean, and afterwards you shall come into the camp. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the prey that was taken, of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into 2 parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out to battle, and between all the congregations. And levy a tribute to Yahweh of the men of war which went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both of the persons and of the beeves and of the donkeys and of the sheep. Take it of their half and give it to Eleazar the priest for a heave offering of Yahweh. And of the children of Israel's half, you shall take 1 portion of 50 of the persons, of the beeves, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all manner of beasts, and give them to the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the booty, the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and 70,000 beeves, and 71,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all of women that had not known man by lying with him. And the half, the portion of them that went out to war, was in number 300,000 and 37,500 sheep. And Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 318. And the beeves were 36,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 12. And the donkeys were 30,500, of which Yahweh's tribute was 61. And the persons, 16,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was Yahweh's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men that warred. Now the half that pertained to the congregation was 300,000, 30,000, and 7,500 sheep, and 36,000 beeves, and 30,000 donkeys, and 516,000 persons. Even of the children of Israel's half, Moses took one portion of 50, both of man and beast, and gave them to the Levites, which kept the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the officers, which were over thousands of the host, and the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war which are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. We have, therefore, brought an oblation for Yahweh. What every man has gotten of jewels of gold and chains and bracelets, rings, earrings, and tablets to make an atonement for our souls before Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, even all wrought jewels, and all the gold of the offering that they offered up to Yahweh, of the captains of thousands and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tabernacle of the congregation, for a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh. End of chapter 1.